B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 12:50. And as all this news happens, and it happens so rapidly, everywhere, you know, every time you refresh Twitter, every time you refresh a news website, you know, more and more stories come at you. They keep flooding at you. And amazing, as you know by now, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the SEC have all canceled their conference tournaments. UEFA has just postponed two of their UCL games. MLS is postponed. You know, as all this stuff happens, and it happens so rapidly, pretty soon you're going to see baseball. The NHL has a conference call at 1 o'clock with its board of governors. They will most likely tell you that they're shutting down. We are living in uncertain times, and I wanted to bring on someone. I think it's important to talk to people that are wisdom people in the time of crisis, the people that, you know, have lived and have understood, and I think we need to listen to these types of people. We had on Dr. Mike earlier from the University of Pennsylvania. And one of the great authors, great writers you ever want to meet, and originally from here, Gary Smith joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Gar!
Hey, how's it going, Anthony?
I got to ask you, what is this? Can you quantify this thing? I mean,
this is going to be fascinating, to watch this unfold. And, start to dawn on people just how interconnected we all are and all of life, and how so many factors hinge upon other factors. And we just take these things for granted. You know, in this country, we take sports as, it's just a fundamental as breathing in and out. I mean, that's how we just see it. We can't even think of it not being there. And we don't realize how many different little things it's connected to and hinged upon, dependent upon. I mean, I got a taste of this a year. We lived in a town in the Andes Mountains in Bolivia, where because we what we don't realize is how much sports is hinged on affluence and excess energy. We have energy to play sports and to invest ourselves in rooting for sports, because so many of our basic needs are met in a country like ours. But we're an aberration. I mean, in Bolivia was the second poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere when we were living there, probably still is. But when your energy is taken up just to survive, then the sports become just superfluous. It was nothing. I mean, when people played ball there, it was hilarious. They would just treat it like a joke. They had no energy. They played listlessly, and very few of them played at all. When I'd stop kids that were 13 and ask them who their sports heroes were, they would look at me with blank face. They had nobody to look up to, no models, no sports heroes. It was like a country without sports. And you just saw how many things have to be in place in America in 2020 for sports to thrive and to be interwoven into our fabric. Yeah. So much it seems fundamental, but it's really not. It's dependent on so many things. And when we're all just energy systems. And when your energy is taking up survival, which in some ways we're starting to move into a survival mode for a period here, the energy to, invest in a game just starts to shrivel up. And if you were like in a situation where you had to eat, go out every day and find a way to eat.
Forage,
your body doesn't, your body has no energy for a sport, and your brain, your mind too. You have to think about, to have a competitive edge. I mean, this is going to be interesting to watch for the places like March Madness. If they go ahead with this plan to play games in empty arenas,
I can't even imagine it. And real quick, the New York Post is reporting the NHL is canceled, like we thought, is done. I can't imagine them playing March Madness.
They even have to test both teams, make sure everybody was right before tip off is testing negative, because once you enter that game and your hands are all over each other,
yeah.
And if one player has it, then there's a likelihood of 10 players, are going to have it. So and then you can say, well, they're young, they're not going to die from it. Well, we're all vectors. That was the thing that was like making me scratch my head at how many people were like just dismissing this thing, because they felt like, it's not going to affect me. It's like the flu. If I have a cough and for a week, big deal. But it's not that. You're a vector. You're not this Captain Immortal. You're not Captain Immortal. You're a vector that could kill, unknown elderly or your own grandmother. So like, if you're not concerned about yourself, but you're also saying you don't give a crap about any elderly person on your block or your, come on.
Exactly.
Now.
Like, or people with, compromised immune systems, kids that have asthma. What are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I got lost yesterday when one of the callers, because it's like, this whole thing's media driven. Really? So the fact that a whole nation, which is the seventh largest economy in the world, in Italy, is quarantined, that's media driven?
That's a media. This is a hoax. This is a political hoax. I mean, this is where people got to pull back on some of this, their edge around things and sit with their humanness for a minute. I mean, it's like, people were thinking, it's just like the seasonal flu. Well, the seasonal flu kills 0.1% of the population in a given year. 0.1%. Well, this thing kills 2%. So it's 20 times more dangerous than a seasonal flu. So that comparison was invalid from the beginning.
Yes.
And just the realization that you're a vector to be carrying something that could kill other people. You don't want to do everything you can to save their life, to not kill someone else inadvertently. So anyway, this is really called on us to pull it in here a little bit and really understand how dependent we are all on each other, that we're part of a web, a network, and act accordingly. And I mean, just to take this one step farther, I hope this gives people a taste of what kind of world we're facing relatively soon if we don't act on the climate crisis. I'm not going to get up on a pedestal here, but everything will hinge if the resources start drying up in this country, in this world, what the chain effect. Now that we're starting to realize how we're interlinked so much, you see how those monkeys, I heard Chunas talk about the monkeys in Thailand who were street gangs turning into these gang wars over because their resources are diminished because the scraps are not on the streets because humans aren't on the streets. So again, the interlinkage, and we are primates. And you talk about what the wars that are going to be occurring and the scrabble for resources and the waves of immigrants that are going to occur if we don't start acting or doing what we know we need to do to move off fossil fuels and stop fouling the climate. I mean, this just gives us a little taste of how things can go awry and how we're linked and ours to take care. Instead of just insisting on living our lives, the way I want to live it.
Yeah. So, without, any regard or of the environment. Right. I mean, and it's amazing because one of the things that you talked about, us all being linked. And if you go back to it, think about this for a second, that the first case that we found out in China was early December. And here it is. It's now a pandemic and it's 3 months later.
Right.
I mean, if that tells you how connected we are to one another.
And we always are. And we Western man, especially, we just want to go into our separate cells and pretend we're all in these separate silos, but we are all vulnerable and totally linked. And what one had, we're contagious to each other emotionally as well as, through viruses and all kinds of ways. There's so many things leaning on other things that's when you start to kind of surrender to your vulnerability and live accordingly instead of
right.
like, pretending, well, I'm on my little computer screen and I'm in my world and damn it, you know, all yes. this stuff. It's just like, it's just a false, it's so far from the reality. And why wait till we're on our deathbeds to realize that we had just the choices we could make to help each other if we drank that in and absorbed that and assimilated that now until realizing it then when it's all about
Amen.
The
game.
I mean,
that's right.
But
by the way,
in the meantime, go ahead.
Real quick, the Big East canceled their tournament at halftime of the first game.
Wow. Can you imagine that being in the middle of a game?
Right. In the middle of the game. They canceled it. Boom. I mean, it's wild. Can you tell us when you've experienced anything close to this throughout all your years of being a journalist?
Well, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I have some vague thing in the back of my mind about games played in empty arenas somewhere, but I can't put my finger on what the situation would have been. But I mean, if you start to think forward to that, if March Madness were to go on, or if the NBA comes back and says, we're going to control the environment, test all the players, play the games in front of just, you know, you watch it on TV, nobody there. What that will mean, that will be a fascinating human experiment, because the players who are now it's all going to come down to intrinsic motivation versus extrinsic motivation. Players who, you know, in a 3-on-3 pickup game have to win with nobody around. And there are those players, but, you know, the star of our particular team happens to be a player who's perhaps the most extrinsically motivated player on the planet. The Sixers would be in big trouble in this scenario because Joel, you know, he needs to play for immediate gratification and, in, you know, adulation of the fans. And so putting him in a game where there's not immediate, you know, response and adoration, I think our squad's in trouble in this setting.
Yeah.
So it's going to come down to, like, you know, it'll be fascinating for bookies or people who bet money, which I don't, just like trying to figure out which team has more intrinsically motivated players than the other team, say in March Madness. Then it comes down to also like what teams have the coaches who are able to talk to their players before a game and help their players find some motivation that's deeper than what, because we don't realize how much energy players draw from crowds.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's huge energy.
Anytime you're in a momentum swing, you're an underdog, God. The whole thing.
So, you know, a coach who's able to help players who are not just purely intrinsically motivated, like the Michael Jordans and the Kobe's, help them find their reason to play. So now it's going to come down to teams that are favored that have more intrinsically motivated players, teams who have the better coaches who can call to something human inside of you and get you motivated to play for not the immediacy of the roar of the crowd. And then, yeah, I got to think favorites. I know this is tournament that's wide open that's coming up, but favorites, the what happens in games in the NCAA tournament, you know, the crowd have, you know, 90% sometimes they don't even know the name of the underdog school, start rooting like crazy for the underdog. And psychologically, that's why we have a lot of these upsets, you know, where the favorite, you know, suddenly says, wait a minute, this whole arena is against us suddenly. And they,
right.
And it just creates this whole
crazy
cascade. So that's not going to be as in play as much. So the favorites may be in a little better shape here when you take away the crowd.
I still can't believe they're going to play this thing.
I can't either. I got to believe in the end, but they're going to say, wait a minute, if one of these kids gets sick and their grandmother dies, like, well, our ass is grass here.
Yeah.
So,
it's insane.
Anyway, but then the other thing, like if they do, say if the NBA comes back in 2 months and decides to play their playoff games and give half the money to charity to fight this cause, to find the vaccine. You know, you can see these scenarios coming up with people coming up with real reasons and justifications why the games need to go on. Hello?
Exactly. 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 Gar? What's it like down there in South Carolina, Charleston?
No.
You got me?
Yes, sorry about that. I think my phone may be dying. Hold on.
That's all right, brother. Don't worry.
Okay, here I am. I'm good. Everything's dying.
Everything. All right, so how's everything down there in Charleston?
It's quiet. There's fewer cases, but I'm sure it's coming, so it's just a matter of time. We'll be there before you know it. But how's this, Anthony? Last thing. But if the games are played, somebody's going to figure out having roar of the crowd and videos of your crowd going crazy, like the Toronto crowd at that place, public place. Home teams piping that in to motivate their players and give them the advantage over visiting teams.
Wow, that's right. Oh, my God.
There's going to be some crazy times. People are going to figure out where their edge is in this new world.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's crazy. Oh, brother, listen, you be safe, all right? You be safe.
Thanks, Lena. You too.
And your family.
Watch those kids. Hope the school's called off because, pretty much we got to do that. But there's no way around it, it seems like.
Definitely. I don't understand it. I mean, you got to bail now. We got to get ahead of this thing. Gary, thanks, brother. We appreciate it.
Be safe, man. Great talking to you.
You too. Here he is, Gary Smith, one of the great writers and formerly Sports Illustrated, the Daily News, and his roots are right up here. It's 1 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. So here's the deal. They'll bring the heat today. It's not really the appropriate time for a little bring the heat. Usually all of our fun stuff. This is a serious time that we're in, as we have to keep you abreast of everything. We need to discuss. We need to talk. Bring the heat would have been brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. If your heating system's not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com, the front experience heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. Our poll of the day would have been brought to you by Marvin E. Cant's Heating and Air Conditioning. Obviously, we're changing our format a little bit. Who can keep your wife comfortable in any season? Cans can, with up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcans.com today. Save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. All right, let's get to Rich. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys. How are you? I work for a school system in New Jersey, and I'm a custodian. I think the reason why is they probably want to finish out this week, and they'll probably end up closing a lot of schools. Because it's a really hard decision to make because, you know, a lot of people at home don't have Wi-Fi to do online. And also, what we were told was that it was up to our health department in the town to shut us down.
Gotcha.
So it's like, you know, none of them want to jump the gun.
And the other thing, too, is that you have to deal with, you know, people with child care issues.
Yeah,
if and you're working.
And not only that, you got the kids who don't have meals all the time, too.
Of course,
in the school.
Definitely.
And, you know, I can understand, like, their point holding off to the last minute. I mean, I'm on the other side of it. Even though we still, if they close school, we have to clean the stuff up. You know, so it's like you see the other side of point of view. You understand their point, plus with the days that they have to make up and everything they're considering, everything you factor. I say by the probably end of the week, which is probably Monday.
I think you're probably right. I think Richie, I could totally see that. But thank you. I can totally see that. Totally see that. I think everybody's get their ducks in order. Remember, it's happening really. Stuff is happening so rapidly. And I really, it's up to the political and the civic leaders to make these decisions. Again, we rely, this is why you're in office. This is why you're a civic leader, to lead during these trying times. So, you know, all the stuff that you see, but all these leagues suspending play, and all that is all a byproduct of something that's very real and very scary. And now we have to focus not on crowds above 5,000, which is ridiculous, but on public gatherings. And again, the strategy is to limit exposure. And it's almost like I use the sports. I use the basketball analogy, right? You got to run clock. You know, that's the, you're trying to run clock so you don't have the health system taxed, right? So you don't have to use the convention center as a makeshift hospital. So you have enough ventilators. So you have enough kits. You have enough. That's what you're trying to do. You got to run clock. So you got to run clock to save people. Four corners. And you know what? It's up to our leaders to help make this happen. It's up to our business leaders to help and help with the people that need and can't afford not to be paid. Look, when it comes down to it, and yeah, it's going to be a big shot fiscally. But we got to remember that the alternative is mass death. Look no further than Washington Square Park and the bodies that were buried underneath that thing during the last pandemic. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Jay.
Yeah, what do you say, cuz?
Hey, Jay, what's happening, babe?
Trying to stay cool, man, with all this that's going on. I was coming out of a meeting last night, and then I got the alert on my phone about the NBA canceling their season. And you know it's the first domino to fall. And then I started thinking, we could have no sports at all for the foreseeable future.
Real quick, Jay, MLB has now suspended all operations immediately.
Oh, my God. See what I'm saying? It was the NBA, then it was NHL, now it's Major League Baseball. People in general, we got to hunker down. We had no snow, but we're still hunkering down now.
Yeah, we got to hunker down with Amazon Prime,
Well, cause I got something for you.
What do you got?
To look up to? Well, remember back in November, I saw you at Reading Terminal. I was talking about bringing in that Philly chili. But now I got to wait, right, because of this whole thing.
Yes.
Now I got to bring in football season, and for one day it not be the Philly chili, it be the college chili.
I love it. College
chili. I don't like them. I love them.
We love our college chill, man. That's right, baby. I love them. I love the chill. College chill. That's the best.
Because we gotta figure out something to do as callers and as you as sports talk hosts to kind of
we're gonna get this through this together, and we're gonna talk about things, and we'll talk about light things at times, movies and TV. We'll talk about the futures. We'll figure it out, and we'll talk about what we need to. Yeah, we'll talk about what we need to do. And believe me, the conversation will never be at a loss. We got to just stick together.
Listen, God bless you and the fam.
You too, Jay.
We'll all hunker down. You're the best.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, man. No, listen.
We'll be here.
First of all, it's how we always view this thing as the town hall, right? Or in some cases, the bar. And you go to the town hall, you go to the bar, and this is where, we help each other, we lean on each other, we talk about things. Let's go to Nick in Collegeville. Nick A., you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Antonio.
Nikki.
Andrew, how are you, buddy?
Have you talked to people in Italy?
I just spoke to my aunt and uncle literally 2 hours ago. Yep. And listen, I told you this before. They're pretty well off, okay? They have a Maserati and a Ferrari in their driveway. Paid off, okay? And they have their own company, okay?
Yeah,
started from scratch. you know, World War II survivors. So, you know, there's nothing around. They moved up north to Bologna from the Naples area because a little more industrial and it had, there was more work. And they just got fortunate, started a company, whatever. So I go to them. They go, hey, you know, we've been hunkered down for 14 days. I go, yeah, I know. I go, that's why I was calling to see how are things going. I'm like, you guys are pretty good with rations and food and stuff like that. And my aunt, who has a great sense of humor, she goes, why, you bringing us some? Because we could use some. I go, hey, you didn't see the president last night? He said no flights in and out of Europe. I said, I can't even come if I wanted to. She's like, hey, you know, things are getting, you know, a little desperate here. Like, we've been under lockdown. Things are pretty serious. And look, so let me just take it forward to our conversation Wednesday afternoon at the bar. Wednesday, yeah.
We were at Chick's. Which was a great time, yep.
And we covered a lot of different things, from sports to the color of money. You know, the one thing that was brought up, which was interesting, was, and I don't remember who brought it up, said, hey, we really haven't, in the next 2 weeks, we're going to find out if this is something really serious or if we could just kind of glide through this and get through it. And we're starting to see the first, say, you know, the first highlights of that this is going to become more serious. The problem with everything is, and a lot of people don't want to believe whatever, they've said from a long period of time, anybody from 25 to 50 years old, which is most of us right now, you know, you and me, Tunis, if you're a very healthy individual, you're going to really not feel any real major symptoms of this coronavirus. The problem is then you carry this and you carry it to other people who can be, you know, susceptible to more critical issues when they get this infection. And that's what they're trying to prevent. Your Dr. Mike, everybody's Dr. Mike, brought up a very important term. And he said, surge capacity. Okay, and let me bring this down to lame terms. Everybody's going to Atlantic City this weekend because it's July 4th. Well, guess what? When I go to Atlantic City on Tuesday, October 3rd at 10 a.m. in the morning, there's nobody on the road. I'm doing 80 miles an hour. It takes me an hour to get to my first account, okay? But when you try to do it July 3rd, the day before the 4th of July, and it's 7 p.m., okay, it's gridlock. Okay, this is what they're trying to prevent in hospitals. We have the best hospitals and doctors in the world. What we don't have is a bed and a ventilator and medication for everybody or a large percentage of the population to get sick all at once. And that's why they're taking these actions.
Right.
Not because they're Republican or Democratic thing,
right,
or local or state or federal.
Running clock, man. That's bottom line. To use the sports analogy,
You're right.
Run clock on this thing.
You're trying to get to the end of the ball game without shedding too much blood. But look, the battle's lost, you're going to lose the game. But what you're trying to do is not get shelled 15-2. You're trying to lose, you know, 7-3. And that's what people don't understand. And going back to the statistical thing, people go, oh my God, 53,000 people died of, you know, flu every year. Yeah, but the infection rate is 54 million. So percentage-wise, it's less than 0.5% is the mortality rate for the flu. The mortality rate for, so at the moment they have 120,000 known cases of this coronavirus. And they have 42,000 deaths. That's about 3.7% mortality. That's 13 times higher than the flu.
Okay, so
54 million people get this virus. You're going to get 3.5% of the population is infected to die, which is a lot larger number. And that's what they're trying to prevent.
Amen.
You know.
Amen, brother.
Guys, be safe. Great seeing you guys.
You too, brother. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate it, brother. We had a good time, Tunis.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Over at Chick's. It might be our last outing for a while.
I had plenty of beers that day.
You had a good time.
I did. By the way,
it was our listeners' gathering. We're going to have more of these. Hopefully, knock on wood.
Yeah, once things
calm down a little bit, we'll do them monthly.
By the way, Jeff Passan of ESPN, obviously we talked about MLB suspending everything that's going on, all operations. They're expecting to delay the start of the season, too, obviously, but just want to let that know.
Yeah.
I mean, they might not start till
May.
And then the question is...
Well, it all depends on, you know, how quickly you can get in front of this thing.
Right. And I brought up earlier, one of the debates is for the NBA, let's say they come back in April. do they continue to play from where they're at right now, or do they just start right into the playoffs? For baseball, if they get delayed to May, you can't play 162 games because you're going to be playing into December.
Well, you can't
do it. Yeah, exactly. You have to start from whatever your schedule was for May. Yeah,
you know, you'll play a shortened season, and that's how, you know, again, it'd be, it's not unlike a labor shortage, the labor stop.
Right. The NBA still kind of has the leeway. I don't think they can do it, though, because, I mean, you have to consider concerts that are scheduled to happen at certain arenas.
Eh.
And part of it, though.
Yeah, but it's a lot of summertime deals are outdoors.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You know, I mean, you're right that, you know, not every night is open.
Right.
For every arena. However, summertime's usually a light time.
Yeah, it's a good point.
For those places.
It's going to be interesting to see if they go right from where they stopped or not.
I mean, think about this for a second. You know, you talk about hockey. Hockey now shuts down. What happens there? Flyers have a legitimate chance to win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah. And it sucks. People have been pointing that out. They're like, of course, the Flyers are good for the first time, or legit for the first time in
a
while.
It's amazing how you look at the, where you just, you know, take a moment and you go back to the sandbox and you look at sports and you go, how about this? This whole season has just been one big, ugly season for the Sixers, right?
Right.
And it goes in figures that it ends with this. It ends prematurely. Blown up by a virus.
By the way, PGA Tour events will continue, but it looks like they're doing it without fans. So the Players Championship happening this weekend, it looks like they're going to do no fans.
Yeah, it's
that's coming down right now. It looks like.
Yeah, that's going to go. That's on. I mean, listen, they're outside,
right?
And there's no contact. They're playing golf. That's the only thing that's
going to... And they're wearing gloves when they play, too.
Right. That's the only thing that's going to survive. We're going to turn into a nation of golf freaks. Come on, McIlroy. Come on, Matsuyama.
I'm a big Bryson DeChambeau guy.
Yes, yes. Let's go to Sean in Center. And you know what? Everybody sit tight. We're going to run through all your calls straight ahead. You're going to take a quick timeout. We'll talk to you about natural lawn. Think about your lawn for a second. Would you like a greener, weed-free lawn that's safer for your family and pets? Listen, Natural Lawn of America, they use safer organic-based products, reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. Now, this creates a safer lawn for you, your family, and pets to enjoy. And with Natural Lawn, you're not going to scarify beauty for safety. For over 30 years, Natural Lawn has provided homeowners with greener grass and fewer weeds, using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. This is not a one-size-fits-all service. It's customized treatments for your lawn-specific need. Wet, dry, sunny, shady. Whether you live in PA or Jersey, Natural Lawns programs will deliver that lush green lawn you've always wanted. And right now, they got a special deal for all of our listeners. Schedule Natural Lawns full-service program and receive free seeding every year. That's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today. Let them know to consult you up. Call 800-FREE-SEED. 800-FREE-SEED. Check out my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1:30. You know what's weird? So I'm like looking at my ESPN app. It just looks ominous. Postponed, postponed, postponed. Canceled. DePaul Villanova canceled. Sixers Pacers postponed.
It's the sports apocalypse right now.
Yes. It does. It feels like it. Do you remember me telling you the story of the naval intelligence guy?
Yes. Everything's hanging by a thread?
Yes. And I'm thinking about that dude. I'm thinking about how what he said and how prophetic he was. And he's got, I wonder if he's still alive. He had this compound, he called it, in Ireland. And he had all like the non-perishables and the water. And I'll never forget, like, the way he made it sound like he was surrounded by a moat.
He may be there right now.
I was thinking about that. So imagine if you're in some remote place in Ireland. Let's say, all right, let's take this guy. And he's got all the food and water he wants for the rest of his life, right? And he's got all the whiskey he wants.
Yep.
Important. All right, you know, the Irish whiskey he wants the rest of his life. And he's completely cut off from society. Like, what do you do? You just every day.
He's got a library in there for sure.
Right. And after the first hour, and you read, you know, after the first 17 right. books you read, you know, and you binge watch, I guess you binge watch your stuff. Like, you know, imagine that.
Yeah, you would lose your mind.
Because you're coming from our place of stimulation, right?
Right.
You know, if this were the 1800s and your brain was not overstimulated.
Exactly.
You know, you could have these moments of great meditation and become one with the universe.
Right.
Right?
At least, I mean, he's going to have technology, right?
I would assume.
Unless he completely vanished and then you don't have any technology because you don't want anybody being able to track you.
Yeah.
That means no laptop, no phone.
Right.
You have like a landline.
And he was a naval CIA guy, so he was a naval intelligence guy.
Yeah.
Not so a CIA guy.
Naval intelligence guy. He knows how to get away.
Yeah, he did. He was, I mean, some of the stories he told me were unbelievable. Sean in Center City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sean.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing today?
What's up, brother?
So I'm one of the few people that actually went to the Fishers game last night, and it's like your last event for a while, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody knows when it's going to start over again, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question. Doesn't it feel weird? Like, it feels like, no, obviously, tell me, how you feeling?
I'm feeling like, here's a prime example. I was sitting here thinking about it. You remember when 9/11 happened, and they shut the world down, like, not the world, but a lot of things in the United States were shut down. It's like, you walking around in like a cloud of like, you don't know what's going on. It's like we was like 9/11, but this is way more serious because it's the world. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, wow. And then another thing too, I was thinking about, right? Now, remember a couple years ago, they had the trip to Mars. They were like, all right, who's going to take the $1 million?
Yes.
You got to take the trip to Mars and don't come back. Now that trip don't even sound that bad. You know what I'm saying? That trip don't sound that bad.
You know, man, I don't know, man. Listen, where do you throw it? It'll be tough. Like, it won't be as tough as in other places around the world, but we'll get through it. It's going to be weird and it's going to be surreal and it's going to be tough. But I think we got to just stay together. You know what I mean?
Definitely. But listen, that's another thing that people are probably thinking about. You know, the world population, if they start sending people home, the population is going to grow because now when you're at home doing what? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, but because another thing, too, you really got to, like you said, stay ahead of the ball of it. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't want to take away from society so crazy that you got to be like, and it's so crazy that you got to be mindful of everything. Like, I work into the city, so I'm hopping on elevators. I'm leaving out of here. I'm catching public transportation. I'm over here. I'm over there.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Imagine being on a SEPTA bus or a train.
Exactly. Yes.
We was in a car yesterday before I went to the game. I caught the train down. So it was like a lady. She's frustrated because she like, the air quality is bad. So she's just like, we all in close quarters. Like, because, you know, on a train, you ain't in your own car. You know what I'm saying? By yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that's another issue.
I know. I know.
It's just crazy. Another thing, too, before you hang up on me. Now, another thing, too, right, with the sports gambling, right, because I had stayed away from the casino because I would go down there and you say a degenerate gambler, right? It actually blessed me to come out with the sports gambling because I didn't go down there to lose my money. If you're betting from your phone, you're not going down there. You're not betting $1,000 from your phone unless you got it like that. I'm going down there from my phone. I'm only betting $15, $30. So now, the degenerate gambler entered the casino, and now, you know, in the casino, it's a whole bunch of elderly people. We're not saying the elderly going to get sick, but you know what I'm saying? It's like,
any place where people gather,
right,
will soon be, I think, suspended. I think you have to. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt everyone, you know, fiscally, and it's going to hurt what we do. It's going to hurt our way of life.
Yes.
But,
and another thing too. When they said God bless America. Now you said they had took that out of schools. I think. I mean, I've been out of school for like over 25 years now, but remember God bless America. Now you got to really do that. Really. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part. Is this thing like hopefully it ain't getting that, you know, the end of the world biblical? Like, really?
I hear you. And we throw that out there. Right. We throw that whole end times thing a lot. Yeah. I mean, I choose not to believe that this is the end. I know that there's people out there. Listen, it's a scare. It's a real thing. It's not fake. It's not media driven. Right. It's very real. There's been pandemics as long as mankind's been around. I think you just got to be smart. So listen, you watch yourself, all right? Watch your family, buddy.
Always a pleasure, brother.
You too. Take care. Yo. Listen, the world's not going to end. This isn't the end days. We joke around about stuff like that all the time. This isn't it. All right? Can't end without the Sixers win. The process coming true, man. Come on. Yeah. Maybe it was a blessing at the end of the season.
I need to grow a bomber.
But I choose not to believe that this is the end. We got to show faith and strength. And again, we got to show decency and think about our people outside of ourselves.
Yeah. The NHL finally put out their statement, by the way, that they're suspending their season.
Yeah.
I know you brought it up earlier with Gary, but the NHL put out the statement. And they did mention, like, a good point. This was part of the reason why I was surprised they didn't do it yesterday is... here's from the statement, and given that our league shares so many facilities and locker rooms, and it now seems likely that some member of the NHL community would at least test positive at some point, it is no longer appropriate to try and continue to play games at this time. Well, yeah, because...
And that's why the...
Flyers Sixers playing the same arena.
Exactly. That's why the NCAA cannot...
Exactly.
There's no way in the world you could play the tournament. I mean, you can't. I mean, when you think about it, it all makes sense, right? It all makes sense now looking at it in the light of day that you can't play these games.
Yeah, it'd be weird to try. I don't know. I don't know why it even took them this long to cancel the conference tournaments. I don't know why the Big East played a half.
Because people remember this is uncharted waters.
Yes.
You have so many things that are just in place, and there's legal connections here. There's, you know, financial, as we talk about, major. The economical impact is devastating. Through all these cancellations, it's all a part and parcel of it. And then there's a legal dynamic to them all. So it's almost like you wake up and you go, well, do we really need to cancel? And then all of a sudden, Rudy Gobert, and it goes back to Rudy Gobert. Because if he doesn't get it, they're still playing for a couple more days.
Yep.
Without a doubt, they're still playing. They might go to no fans route, but if Gobert does not test positive, they're still playing.
Yeah, they. So Woj was doing,
and everybody else is still playing.
Woj was doing an incredible job last night, obviously, but he did put out the report that after their conference call, they said on Thursday, this upcoming Thursday, was that today? Yeah, today. They would have made the announcement on whether or not they're going to cancel the season or play with no fans. And it seemed like the majority of the people who were running the organization said, let's just play with no fans. We don't want to cancel the season. And then, boom, the bomb drops that Rudy Gobert tests positive. And, you know, that's why we're here. So you're right. If he doesn't test positive, they're still playing. They're just doing the no fans route.
Exactly. Exactly. And listen, that's all a part of this thing. It's amazing when you think about it, right? It's amazing when you think about it. Let's go to, I'm sorry, I keep looking up, and the next thing you know, it's time for break. Everybody sit tight. We'll come back in just a moment. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Don't forget, Mikey Miss, Tyrone Nat coming up top of the hour. Remember, it's going to be on radio only, so you want the guys, you want the Mikey Miss and the crew, you got to listen today as because the Wells Fargo has been shut down to all necessary personnel, the not on television today.
I saw a couple TV stations dealing with that today. Not just...
Oh, wait, he is on TV?
Oh, he is? I was told he was not.
I just got a note from the coach that he says he's on TV. All right.
Okay. I was told that he was not.
All right.
Good. All right. Good, but there are a couple of TV stations like throughout the country that are... Or that are dealing with, they're just running infomercials at this point.
We had heard about essential personnel, but, you know, good. Good, good, good. But make sure you still listen to them on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's go to Mike in Mount Holly. Mike, good afternoon, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, my brother.
Please follow me with this. I think there's no way the NBA season is back in a month. The reason why. So you can carry this virus for 14 days without showing any kind of symptoms, correct?
Yeah. Yes. That's been the quarantine 14 days.
Okay. So we know Utah are known carriers. I went and looked at their schedule. They played 6 games over the last 14 days. And on Saturday, they played the Pistons. And who did the Sixers play last night?
Right.
The Pistons.
Right.
So then you can go and, you know, break it down. I don't have the time for that.
No, you're right. Yeah.
And it goes from 1 to 1 to 1. And I think a lot more players will be infected before they're even talking about bringing the season back. I just don't know if anyone's thought about it.
It's a great point you bring up, Mike. It really is.
So
I just think what's going to happen over the next week is that you're going to see local governments start to pass edicts, and you're going to see things start to shut down.
And they need to.
Yeah, and you're going to see schools, and one by one, I think you're going to see that all happen within the next, you know, probably within the next week, you'll see that stuff happen.
Do you think they would? Is there a chance the NBA season can continue? Like, what would interfere if they started in September? Football? Like, or you're ready into the next season then, I guess, right?
I think the hope is, right, that you can get started by end of April, May. And then, you know, I think they'll be... I read where they wouldn't have a problem playing into August. So you could play into August. And even if you get rid of the rest of the schedule, like, who cares? Like, you would end it today. Like, so today's the day, and then these are the matchups.
And maybe it's a blessing in disguise, and Ben is ready, and who knows? We go from there, right?
Yeah.
Or take a long shot, and KD comes back and put a future bet on Brooklyn winning it all. Who knows, man? So,
Mike, good stuff, brother. Listen,
all right, man.
Be safe, all right, brother?
You too, man.
Thanks, buddy.
By the way, Eagles just put out a statement. They are closing down NovaCare Complex and Lincoln Financial Field and stuff like that. And it looks like they're not going to be traveling either, as well as a lot of other NFL teams.
Smart. That's what's going on.
Yep.
Rose, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Kurt?
What's up, Rose? What's happening, man?
Hey, I 1,000% agree with you about the schools being shut down. They should have did that. That's, you know, don't play games with that. The kids, keep them home. Keep them safe.
Yeah, because you never know. Think about it, right? I mean, listen, I know it's a lot. And I know, you know, people need schools. You got child care. You got all kinds of stuff. You like money issues, the whole thing. But ultimately, you got to keep them safe because we don't even know. Like, we know it's not attacking kids. But what about kids? And we had the doc on talking about kids with asthma, right? Kids with respiratory issues.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then the idea of them spreading it. I mean, you know how it is, Rose. You see those kids, man. They're like Petri dish. I got two of myself. They come home snotting everywhere, spitting on you. You know?
My son always sick. I know what you mean. My
man.
And I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to live my life. You know, it's nothing. You know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You know, like, oh, you know, it's called a muscle memory. Who don't put their hands on their face? Who don't dig in their teeth to knock ticks out their teeth? Who don't blow their nose? And you know, they might not have no tissue right then and there. It's just what it is. There's nothing we can do about it.
Well, we got to. Yeah, but we can't be blowing our nose into our hands. You know what I'm saying? You're grabbing the paper bag next to you.
No, you haven't been out.
I'm teasing. I'm just playing with you.
You haven't been out. You sneeze and you know, you're like, ah.
No. Yeah, I'm just playing with you. No, you're right. Listen, we just got to make sure that we kind of are spread out a little bit, I think. I think you live your life, but I think, and look, it's hard. Like, you know. We're close to each other, but I think we got to be in our houses. I think we got to limit exposure a little bit. At least play the stall game. You know what I'm saying? Take the air out of the ball on this virus.
So there's no reports of children having it yet? There's no reports?
Well, there are. There are some, but it doesn't. From all the medical people, and we talked to a lot of them here, it mostly affects the elderly. And if you have a compromised immune system, right? Like, you know.
A weak immune system.
Yeah, I mean, it's no joke.
Oh, I'm glad I'm fine. You know.
I don't know. Is anybody around you? You have any elderly around you? Mom, dad, somebody, grandma?
My mom, she done had pneumonia like twice that I can remember.
There you go. So, that's what I'm saying. Even more reason for you, Rose, not to mess with this thing for your mom.
About that. I never look at it that way, though.
Yeah, we got to look at it like from each other. Not about ourselves, but outside of ourselves.
You're absolutely right.
You know?
I appreciate the
phone. Be safe, my brother. All right?
All right, thanks. All right, guys.
See you, Rose. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. We're going to be, we'll be back tonight, 6 o'clock, for Cuz's Corner. So we'll see you then. Tunis, great stuff.
Thank you.
Tough times.
You did a good job. Today was kept it moving. Great job today.
Well, we have to, you know, this is what we got to do. We got to keep updating people on what's happening. So that's part of our job. Monkey that, Miss will continue it.
That is important, though, for that last caller to know and for a lot of people to know. Just because you might not feel it or it might not hurt you, you can pass it along to people. Like, that's important. A lot of people aren't getting that.
Yes. And,
you know, you got to know that.
Yes.
Sorry, I just need to make that clear.
Yes.
It's kind of driving me insane a little bit.
I get you. All right. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss, Tyrone, and Nat coming up next. Have a great day, everybody. Be safe, be vigilant, be together. And we'll see you all later on tonight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.